Shush!
And don't you shush me!
Do you hear that?
Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of your favorite podcast, The Apollo Bros. I'm your host, KJ Majority.
And you know, we got Temple in the building, as always.
And what is up, y'all? We missed y'all. You know, we love talking to y'all every week. And before we get the show started, you know, I got to remind y'all that we drop episodes every Thursday at what tempo?
12 noon. High noon. Fact.
Yeah, we drop episodes every week on Thursdays, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you, you know, if you live in the Midwest or on the Bay Area, it's a little different for y'all. But on over here on the East Coast, it's 12 p.m.
I think California would be like 9, right? Because it's like 3 hours back.
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe. Is it 3 or 4?
I think it's 3. And then the Midwest is like 2.
Yeah, no, because my sister lives in Iowa, and I think they're 3 hours behind.
Oh, really?
I think so.
California, 4? Goddamn.
Don't quote me on it. I don't remember. Anyway, and starting our show off, you already know what it is. It's our pop culture and current event segment called What's Poppin'. And starting off with What's Poppin', we got to talk about Netflix is officially invited to the cookout because they got mad black shows coming up. They got Moesha came out on Saturday. The Game comes out on August 15th. Sister, September 1st. Girlfriends, which I'm super excited for, on September 11th. Don't judge me. The Parkers on October 1st. Half and Half on October 15th. Don't laugh, okay? I like Girlfriends, bro, all right?
The Don't Judge Me is what made me laugh. Like, it was good.
Listen, I grew up on Girlfriends, all right? Listen.
Bro, I was just about to, as soon as you said the Parkers, I was getting ready to comment, so.
Oh, man, I'm excited for the Parkers,
bro,
too.
Bro, that's my favorite show out of all of, Moesha is pretty, like, a second, but the Parkers, that's my favorite show out of all the ones they got.
I never really fucked with Moesha like that. Like, not like I disliked the show, it just was never really top tier in terms of, like, black shows for me. Even though I love Brandy, like I love Brandy's music, mm-hmm. I love her personality. It's just, I don't know. I just never really got into Moesha. Maybe because my aunt used to force me to watch it instead of watching cartoons. Maybe that's why I don't like it.
Maybe that could be possible.
That's probably why. And then last but not least on the list, we have One on One coming out on October 15th as well. Out of all those shows, I'm super excited for Girlfriends, The Parkers, and Sister.
Yeah.
Sister.
Bro, that was an era. Like that was a whole era. All of those shows, and they were all on the air around the same time. So you imagine, first of all, there was always something to watch. Mm-hmm. And yeah, no, that's gold.
It
right
was
there.
Good.
That's a gold era.
The thing that was awesome about it was that you saw a like diverse cast of like black characters, so you didn't just have like light-skinned people or dark-skinned people. Mm-hmm. It was literally just like you had brown skin, light skin, dark skin, and it was good TV. I mm-hmm. miss that. I miss when there was more black TV on the air. Like only thing we really have right now is Blackish, Insecure, mm-hmm. and all the Ish shows. So Blackish, Mixed-ish, Youngish, Insecure,
Dumb-ish.
I read an article a couple weeks ago. I didn't put it on the show because I didn't care that he's planning to make another Ish show. He doesn't know what he's gonna do, but he might do another Ish show.
So
I don't know what else he could really do. I feel like he's milked it for all it's worth.
Yeah, I don't see where else he would go unless like not even like I was gonna try to come up with a loophole, but no, there is none. It's just
the only way I could see him doing another Ish show is if he focuses mainly on like the younger kids or like on Diane, like how she's like the dark skinned girl, mm-hmm. so you can have like Darkish, I guess. I don't know. I'm just spitballing because she's really popular right now, so mm-hmm. it could work.
Yeah, no, that would make sense. It's not far off.
Yeah, but will I be watching it? Probably not. Probably not, bro. Out of the three ish shows, I don't like Young-ish at all. I try to get into it. I watched the first two seasons and I was like, yeah, I can't co-sign this. I just don't like it. I love Chloe and Halle. I love Yara Shahidi. I hope I pronounced that girl's name right. I'm a big fan of Trevor Jackson. I just can't fuck with that show. I just don't find it entertaining. I think for me, one of the reasons why I don't like Youngish or whatever the hell it's called. Oh, it's called Grownish. I keep calling it Youngish. It's called Grownish. you got me out here sounding goddamn stupid. Bro, don't even correct me.
Bro, I don't know his shows like that. So I was thinking like, hey, that could be a new one. He be dropping shows like every week. So
no, so it's called Grownish. And I think for me, the reason why I never really cared for the show is because they had an episode in the first season, I believe, where one of the characters was dating a dude and found out that the guy was bi, and they kind of talked about how like a lot of bi dudes kind of get like dismissed as just being gay, and then you know they have a hard time dating gay men because they feel like, oh, you're just being straight, like you're pretty much just being gay first day esque kind of thing. But they kind of like danced around it and just kind of dismissed the whole thing, and that really rubbed me the wrong way, because like having a conversation with a lot of my friends who were bi, and how they said like there is like bi erasure going on in both the gay community and the like straight community, this would have been a good opportunity to
shed some light
and to showcase it. And there's been other things too that they kind of brought up that I feel like they didn't really show in its full depth of like
I feel like they brought it up as a topic to like get people to be like, oh yeah, they talk about da da da, but if you actually look at the details, there's like not much there.
Yeah, essentially, honestly, you hit the nail on the head, bro. So that's one of the reasons why I never really got behind Grownish. Another thing too is that like it paints a really unrealistic view of college. Like super unrealistic. Like, cause my nephew liked the show, and I was like, "Yo, I hope you know college is nothing like this, bro. Like, not even like close to this,
bro." I tell everybody I possibly can that college is not like the imagery that's brought on, and I feel like I'm out here like destroying dreams, low key. But I'm doing a good duty. I'm doing the duty of me going through all of that shit and. I got to let y'all know what it is.
Yeah, because he knew, like, you know, it wasn't 100% accurate, but I'm like, no. The only thing that they had pretty true was the parties were kind of, like, true. The drug and depression issue that happens a lot on campuses. But other than that, I feel like a lot of the stuff that they were dealing with, that does not really happen on a college campus, at least in my experience. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, we got to move on into some hot shit. No Name, rapper hot No shit. Name, came for Beyonce and Black is King this weekend when she tweeted the following. We love an African aesthetic draped in capitalism. Hope we remember that Black folks on the continent whose daily lives are impacted by U.S. imperialism. If we can uplift the imagery, I hope we can uplift those who will never be able to access it. Black liberation is a global struggle. And a lot of people dragged her.
Yo, I can see her getting dragged for that. But I low-key, like, kind of got what she was saying. Like, I understood where she was coming from. I'm not saying I agree with it. Or it was the best, like, does No Name ever really pick the best ways to address things? No.
She's very militant, and I don't want to say radical, but she has some radical-ish views on things. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know what I'm saying? It's just when I first saw the tweet and I first saw people commenting on the tweet, I agree with a lot of them. Like, yo, why are you trying to drag one Beyonce and two a documentary that's supposed to be about uplifting Black and African, well, Black people as a whole, but in particularly African people. But then I read some tweets and I did some research, and this one time I gotta say I understand where homegirl coming from.
Yeah, no, because
so pretty much Beyonce hasn't performed in Africa since 2009. mm-hmm. even though that whole film is about black, is about African culture. Now, I haven't seen the film yet. I was planning to watch it before the show, but honestly, I just forgot. But a lot of people who were in defense of No Name or just didn't like the movie as a whole was saying like Beyonce hasn't been to Africa, at least performative wise, since 2009. And not only did she release this film on a platform that isn't accessible in Africa, you know, not a lot of people have Disney Plus.
Yeah, not a lot. I don't got Disney Plus. That's why I haven't watched it. I'm thinking it was gonna come out on Netflix and maybe one other thing, but more so like Netflix, because Netflix is more people have Netflix than Disney Plus, I believe. I don't want to just jump off the rails and saying that and be wrong, but I feel like Netflix is more mainstream of a streaming platform.
I feel like that's a fair assumption, though. I feel like everybody and their mama has Netflix, and then some people have Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. Like, I have Disney Plus mainly because I'm a huge fan of the MCU, mm-hmm. but other than that, I wouldn't have got Disney Plus. And I probably won't be getting any kind of MCU content for a while because of Miss Rona. So yeah. I've been thinking about actually not deleting, but canceling my Disney Plus. I don't really use the shit, bro. Like, it's just sits on my phone.
They listen. Huh? They listening. They gonna get you. So you have to cancel what? Out of here. But no, people were talking about Black is King, and another perspective from it. They were saying like the documentary kind of put Black people in this light of royalty and regality. I'm not saying the word right.
Regalness.
Yes, there we go. Regalness. To where it didn't really portray that Black is just Black. Black always doesn't have to be Black excellence or Black royalty or Black. I understand. They were talking, they understand the viewpoint of Black royalty and Black excellence, but it goes over people's heads in a way to where if you're not on base with that, like if you're not like Black royalty, then it almost feels, they said they almost felt like it didn't apply to them.
I get that. But someone also said in like a rebuttal to that is that the Black is King apparently is supposed to be in relation to the Lion King, apparently. So that's the reason why, you know, it's all about like royalty and regalness and kingdoms and all that shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't watch it. To keep it a stack with you, I wasn't planning on watching it. I might watch it just to see what the big deal is. From what I've heard, besides No Name and a few people who agree with No Name, everyone seems to like it. But that might be because it's Beyonce. You know what I'm saying?
Also, she just has a lot of likability in general. So it could be just her likability. But now that people are coming with that viewpoint, I do want to watch it like more so now than I did then.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably end up watching it, get somebody's Plus account. Yeah, I know y'all listening. Fuck y'all.
I got you, bro. You can have mine.
And just watch it just to check it out.
Yeah, remind me after the show, I'll give you the password. You know what's funny? I sometimes forget that I have the shit. until every month I get that little, was it $10 out of my account? I'm like, oh shit, I definitely do have that. I need to cancel that.
That's wild. Bro, that's little, they be sneaking them shits out, like just pulling subscriptions out of it. Like, oh, foop, that's $10. Foop, another $5. Foop, $8. Like, yeah. It really just be falling out your bank account sometimes.
Because the hosting site that we use for the podcast, they send me an email every month saying, like, hey, just reminding you that we took, you know, $15 out of your account just, you know, so you can publish your podcast. Cool, cool, cool. I'm like, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Whereas Disney Plus be like, all right, we're just going to sneak this $10 real quick. Hopefully this nigga don't realize before he cancels this goddamn subscription.
You know who got it worse? You know who does it the worst? Spotify will literally wait until you have, if you pay the $10, they'll wait till you have $10 and a cent in your bank account and will snatch that shit out and leave you with a penny. I'm speaking from experience too. I'm not even like just pulling this shit.
I've heard that from so many people that it's ridiculous. That Spotify just be waiting, just like, all right, so he only got $5 in his account. Oh, he got $1. He got $10 and a penny. All right, cool, 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 cool. Let me get them $10 for you, homie.
Bro, I don't think keep Texas that penny. Move as fast as fucking Spotify does. Like, these niggas really be on it with the coins, yo.
They don't play, son. All right. So moving on, we got to talk about Dashka Polanco. She is the actress who was in Orange is the New Black. She played Daya mm-hmm. Diaz.
The beautiful Daya Diaz.
Yes. Oh, my God. Just gorgeous.
Yes.
Anyway, let me stop being thirsty. So she had tweeted about how the Latinx community was being snubbed out of the Emmys. Mm-hmm. So how this whole thing started was another actor slash comedian by the name of John. Oh, God, I hope I don't butcher this man's last name. John Leguizamo. He's a comedian.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's Sid from Ice Age.
Mm-hmm.
So he tweeted this. Don't laugh, bro. That's he played Sid in Ice Age.
I know. It was just a funny, like, bro, you think of Sid, like, how you not laugh? Like, his face is just funny.
All right. So he had tweeted the following. Why can't we, Latinx, have a piece of the pie? We are the largest ethnic group in America and missing as if we didn't exist. And he's tweeting about, so there was an article from the LA Times where, you know, the Emmys had a lot of black representation this year. Like a lot of black people, like Zendaya. Oh, I cannot remember anybody else. That's real goddamn bad. I just remember Zendaya. There's this, the lady from Insecure, whose name I'm blanking on right now. She's also a comedian. Long story short, there's a lot of black people who were nominated for the Emmys, right? And in the LA Times, they were talking about how, you know, there was a lot of black representation, but there was like little to no Latinx representation, mm-hmm. right? So then another actress by the name of Selenis Lavea, I hope I pronounced her name right. She's also a cast member from Orange is the New Black. She played Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
She had tweeted the following. Well, we should start with supporting each other and celebrating all our Latinx community. Many of us do not, and I repeat, do not support each other. Let's unite and make noise and demand change. Latinos in Hollywood, stop the BS and unite. Yeah, I said it. And then Dashka Polanco commented to that tweet and said the following, if it's only us speaking up on it, no one cares. It's the silence from those that fight for equality, but only their equality. Diversity, but diverse enough to include thyself. That mentality of as long as I'm good, I don't see a damn thing.
No.
So of course,
not again. Why did you always reach this point, KJ? We had another situation where it popped up, bro, and we was like, no, come on, son, y'all can't keep doing that. Like, why do y'all put all of y'all struggles on the black community? Like, I'm sorry. I'm swinging from the ropes with this one. Like, no, stop doing that shit. Stop expecting the black community. Yes. So, like, there's power in numbers and all of that. But, like, every community has its own struggles. You can't expect one community to just speak for everyone at the same time. Yes. That's hard. First of all, that's hard to do. Second of all, we still ain't got no damn. We working on some things, but we still dying. Like there's been progress, but the progress has been like minute. It's minute. Like y'all are acting like, oh my God, like they took over half the earth. Like where's our, no, that didn't happen.
First of all, you know
how long it's taken to get to where we are right now? So how are y'all just gonna expect like, oh, let's just hop on the train? No, it doesn't work like that. You have to put in your own work within your own community as well. You can't just expect other communities to just hop on and be like, oh yeah, we're gonna include or we're gonna focus on you. Like that's hard to do when your community one is still oppressed, and then two, like you can't expect that. And I'm sorry, like I'm not saying like.
Before you continue. See, so, you know, of course she got dragged. Like, a lot of people, like, what you're saying, a lot of people said the same exact thing, right? Mm-hmm. So she hopped on IG, and she posted a story. And she pretty much was saying that she never intended to disrespect the black community because she herself is Afro-Latina she's Afro-Latina because she's Dominican and, you know, blackness is in her DNA, is in the DNA of the Latinx community, and yada, yada, yada. But then, instead of, like, So she didn't really apologize. She pretty much was just like, you know, that wasn't my intention. But then continued to talk about how, like, we have to be diverse for everybody, not just for ourselves. So when I first saw her response, I was like, oh, my gosh, she's drinking the goddamn Kool-Aid. I don't know why she's drinking the Kool-Aid, but she's drinking the goddamn Kool-Aid. So then I hopped on her Twitter to see if, like, you know, maybe she posted something. And something told me, oh, let me go through her likes. And I went through her likes. And she was liking stuff that where people were talking about how, you know, black people have been struggling to get to where we are in Hollywood since the 60s. And Latin people, like Latinx community, needs to band together and stop disrespecting dark-skinned Latinx people and, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. So I think, right, because when I first saw the shit, I was pissed off too. I think what she was trying to say was that we need to, I don't even know how to like put it into words because it's still dumb, but
it's our resources. Like,
no, so pretty much what she was trying to say that like people, like there's certain people who advocate for diversity amongst themselves, like for like their minority group or their oppressed group. And then once this person from that oppressed group makes it, they say, all right, fuck everybody else. I made it, so I'm good. So, like, perfect example is, like, let's say, for instance, I were to make it big in the YouTube game, right? And something were to happen to black people because of, like, YouTube. And I was like, oh, well, that's them. That's the black people's problem. I'm good. KJ Majority's good. I'm still getting my cheddar. So I think that's what she was trying to say. I think. I'm not sure, bro. Honestly, it came off real like black people need to be advocating for us too, which is real like no. No. just no.
I was about to hit you. It's real no. Like, no, the only reason I'm like this and I get a little fired up about it is because one, I see it a lot. Like a lot.
And it always happens when something good happens for like the black community where like all these other oppressed communities are like, well, what about us? How come it's always the black people? Why can't it be about us? And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Listen, listen. Yes, we got an achievement. Us getting an achievement doesn't mean that like we're better than you or that your struggle no longer means anything. It just means, hey, another group that was oppressed just got an achievement. Maybe there's hope for us too. Because I know you and I talked about how a lot of black people were tight about the Super Bowl because there was a lot of like Latinx celebration for the Super Bowl this year. And you and I both were like, if you're a black person and you're upset about this, you're dumb as hell. Because I remember someone had said like, oh, how dare they have Latinx people at the Super Bowl during Black History Month. And you and I both were like, dogs, the Super Bowl has been in February for the longest of times. Like, this ain't nothing new. This has always been a thing. So, you know, so I'm just saying, like, we have talked on the other side of things where black people have targeted Latinx people when they're getting achievement. But it's the same thing. Like, you can't, just because one oppressed group gets an achievement doesn't mean you're like, oh, that's not fair. What about us? Like, no, let them get their accolades. Let them get their achievement. If anything, you should be mad at the fact that the person who's giving out the achievements, aka white America, can only seem to do one group at a time. If they can't just give out, they just can't give out the achievement to people who deserve it.
Somebody said it. Sorry.
Like, bro, exactly. That's what got me tight. I'm like, yo, you're mad at us, but we're not the ones who picked this. Like, the people who are in charge, which I guarantee you are white people, are the ones who pick it. So, like, you're mad at the black community for what? For why? Because we got an achievement? Like, come on, man. That's like if you're in a race and the person who organizes the race pushes you, like, a mile back and pushes, like, a competitor a mile forward. And, of course, the competitor wins because, you know, they got a mile lead and you get mad at the competitor. No. He didn't rig the race. The other guy did. Like, the guy organizing the goddamn race did. Get mad at him.
Like, exactly. What was this person supposed to do? Not race?
Like, yeah. Especially if they, like, they didn't know that you were pushed back a mile. Mm-hmm. Like, if they had no idea that you were going through these things, or more so, not even, like, they didn't have any idea, but, like, they just... I'm just going to say they weren't aware of what was going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're battling each other when we really need to be battling the person who makes these decisions. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, too, let's keep it a stack. Probably the only reason why so many black people got nominated this year in particular is because of everything that's going on in this year, like right now.
Yeah,
with
no,
the Black Lives Matter movement.
That's exactly why. Like, it's just, I'm going to say this with air quotes, it's popular.
Like, yeah. It's the popular thing to do right now. It's the same thing how, like, all these companies, when the Gay Pride Month comes around, everything's rainbow. We love our gay people. Yay, the gays. For the whole month, and as soon as the month's over, it's back to business as usual.
Yeah, you don't see it anymore. It's all of these months, actually. If you view it from that perspective, bro, they do it to everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody gets a certain amount of time. It's like, oh, yeah. After the time is over, oh, you're not a focus anymore. Like, we're just gonna.
So we continue. Don't care.
Yeah, like.
So, Miss Polanco, we ain't canceling you because I do feel like you weren't intending to throw shade at just the black community as a whole. But what you said was dumb. It was ignorant as fuck. You need to recognize
reevaluate.
Yeah. You need to reevaluate what the fuck you said. You're still fine as hell, though. I'll still give you.
Yeah, very, very.
I would still blow your back out any day of the week. I'll blow your back out.
Okay.
And then give you a quick little social justice lesson, but you're still getting your back blown out. All right. Listen, you're too goddamn thick and too goddamn fine to not get your back blown out. I'm sorry. Temple will react like he wouldn't blow her back out. It's all right.
No, I second that. Like, bro, like, he's speaking for the show at this point.
Oh, man. All right. So, producer J.W. Lucas had the audacity he is a producer for DaBaby, Lil Uzi Vert, Pop Smoke, a couple of big names in the rap community. I never heard of him before this either, but he had the audacity to tweet the following. Why is the world asking for justice for Breonna Taylor? Of course she shouldn't have lost her life, but do you realize that she was involved with multiple drug dealers who were using her house as a trap spot? If you sign up for that life, there are consequences. Now, why the fuck?
There's so many, like, my mind really went through, like, 1,000 stages of analyzing that one tweet. And there was so much wrong with it.
Like, first of all, who the hell asked you to tweet this? Like, who are you, sir? Like, no, bro. No, first of all, little to no one knew who the fuck this man was before this, right? Then he tweets this bullshit. And then he hopped on IG Live. And an activist by the name of Tamika Mallory, you know, hopped on his IG Live and told him about himself, like, yo, what you said was fucked up. And he said the following: I should be a leader in the Black Lives Matter movement because I'm more capable than you. This is a white man talking to a black woman. After he tweeted that tomfoolery about another black woman who was shot and murdered in her own home.
First of all, nobody asked for you to speak at all. Like, nobody asked for you to say
anything. No one was like, yo, I wonder what J.W. Lucas has to say about this. Like, no one asked that shit.
Bro, you could have kept this one in the vault. Like, in the vault.
No one asked for your opinion because guess what? Nobody cared. Like, if you kept your dumbass ideas and opinions to yourself, no one would have said nothing to you. Why? Because no one cared, bro. Like, you could have kept on collecting your little checks. And went about your business. But no, you decided to show your ignorant ass on Twitter and on Instagram. Now look at you. You look real dumb. You look real stupid. Like, and then the worst part about it too is like he had the audacity to tell a black woman, an activist, like a well-known activist in the Black Lives Matter movement, that he's more capable than she is. My nigga, what?
You got to be smoking the best dope.
Let me remind you, this is the same activist who was arrested with YBN Cordae, Trey the Truth, Yandy Smith, and Portia Williams because she was arrested for peacefully protesting on behalf of Breonna Taylor. The same Breonna Taylor that he's asking, why are we mourning her death?
Nah, he's not even smoking the best dope. I'm not giving him that title. He shot the fuck out. He just shot the fuck out for this week.
Like, oh my God, man. Like, I saw it over the weekend. And I had to turn off my phone.
I did not. I'm glad I didn't see that because, like, I would have been tight, bro. And I was already kind of tight. So that just, that would have, yeah.
For the podcast, I follow the Shade Room, you know, for obvious reasons because I need information like this. And they had it up there. And I was like, oh, my God. First of all, I had to Google who the hell this man was because I had no idea who the hell he was.
Like, irrelevant, like, yeah, I mean, you don't have to be relevant to talk, but just like it's always somebody irrelevant saying some stupid shit.
Yeah, so after he got dragged on the internet because everyone's like, yo, what the fuck is your problem? Especially since, like, you're a white man. You're a white man saying this. It like,
bro, you work with black people. Like, how the fuck?
Exactly.
How, son?
Exactly. And then after he and Tamika got into an argument on IG Live, he ended the IG Live with her, and he went on this whole tirade talking about how, like, oh, do you see me talking about white lives? Like, I'm always here. I sacrifice random things daily. I'm always here for black lives. Da 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 da. And it's like, bro, if you cared about black lives, man, if you cared about black lives, you wouldn't have tweeted what the fuck you just tweeted. One. Two, what have you done for black lives? You keep saying, oh, I've done so much. What have you done? Name one thing. Because if you didn't donate, if you wasn't out there protesting, if you wasn't out, you know, if you weren't, you know, being an activist before this, what have you done? You keep saying you're doing stuff, that you've done stuff for black people. What have you done? Making beats for rappers does not count as doing something for black people as a whole.
That shit ain't activism. That shit is just
that's
making
your job. That's your goddamn job. Like, what? Oh my, that's like if a white teacher was like, I'm an activist because I teach black kids. No, you are a teacher who teaches black kids.
You do your job. That's pretty much
it. You do your job. Like, what the hell? So then he tweeted the following. He was like,
he tweeted more?
Oh, he tweeted a whole bunch of stuff. I'm just going to read the ones that really irritated my soul. So he tweeted, it is terrible that Brianna lost her life. And I said earlier, I believe the cops may have mishandled the raid and been aggressive after being fired on. With that being said, what is the punishment the world is calling for? Those men were on the job and have families as well. Now,
I hope you don't sell any more beats. I'm sorry. Like,
you and I have gone on this show and we've said numerous times that it wasn't only the fact that they shot her, it was the fact that they didn't call for any kind of medical support, and they just watched her bleed out and die in her living room.
Really did.
That's why people are upset. It's yes, they invaded her house and they shot her. That was fucked up. But the most fucked up about it is the fact that she could have lived. She could have survived. There was no reason for her to die. And he tweeted some more tomfoolery, and then he finally, I guess, came to his senses, kind of, sort of, and he wrote an apology. I think someone hit him up like, yo, you need to shut the hell up and you need to apologize because you sound ignorant as a motherfucker. So he released the IG press release and finally decided to apologize. And he said the following. He said, I feel terrible about what I said about regarding Breonna Taylor. The timing and nature in general were unsensitive to Brianna, her family, and a lot of people fighting for her justice. I also want to apologize for involving myself too aggressively in issues that black people are facing. I've let my passion and interest for being involved in change lead to me saying things that I regret. One, my wording and that her house was used as a trap house. Two, speaking on potential consequences of her involvement, speaking on her case in general on this time, to all those I offended, I am sincerely apologetic, and I am going to humble myself, and I realize that I was out of line, and I love you all, and I pray we can unify together.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's how I feel too, bro. Shut the fuck up.
But I'm first of all, like, with apologies, like, unless, like, you got to go to, it's not just an apology for me, like, it's never really been, but especially not anymore, like,
this motherfucker right here, I hope he never makes a beat for another black person ever again. Actually, I hope he doesn't make another beat professionally, period. Because how the hell do you get off saying some bullshit like that and then give out some BS apology? Like, It wasn't the word of what you said. You literally, you said some dumb shit. Then you stood your ground and digged a deeper hole and said more dumb shit.
Bro.
Now you want to apologize because people are actually like, yo, what songs did he make? Because I ain't listening to them songs no more. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people who you had deals with are like, yeah, we don't want to work with you because you bring in a lot of heat and we don't want that heat. Now you apologetic? Shut your dumb ass up. I don't feel bad for you at all. And to make things even funnier, the people were going through his catalog, and on Twitter, he claimed that he helped Jack Harlow make the song What's Poppin'. Like, he claimed that he made the beat for it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Harlow said the following: I've never met or spoken to that J.W. Lucas person. He didn't even produce What's Poppin'. Jetson and Pooh made it. That's all.
Bro, what? How did he just try to put himself on the track? Bro, but keep no cap, though. As a producer, there's hella people that do that shit. Hell, like, you'd be surprised at the amount of people that do that.
I'm not surprised at all. It's all clout. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's after clout. Because clout means dollar signs at the end of the day.
No, that's crazy. Ha! And he tried to, like, and they're, both of them are pretty reputable producers. So how are you just going to, like, oh, yeah, nah, I hopped on this. Yeah, nah.
Oh man, he might have been in the studio when they made the motherfucker, but he wasn't. He didn't have no hand.
He was in a 50-mile radius. He's in the bathroom, like, oh shit,
this is hot. I like this. That's all he did. Oh man, all right, but moving along, Trump is banning TikTok. Apparently,
I gotta start this with, I take back everything I've ever said about TikTok. I take back every little thing. You want to know why?
Why?
I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and we were talking about something, and it was something that, like, his pops wouldn't have normally agreed with, or, like, would have been in some type of defense. But he started his sentence with, I saw this on TikTok, and then it hit me. I'm like, everything KJ has been saying makes complete sense. It's pretty deep, bro. Yo, TikTok is wild. Like, not so much for the stupid shit, but, like, for, like, the informational and, like, people putting stuff out there. And
that's what I've been trying to explain to people.
That shit is crazy.
So many people, especially on Twitter, have been like, oh, why y'all mad that TikTok is being deleted? I thought we canceled TikTok. Da-da-da-da-da. There have been so much, like, outreach. There have been so much information that people, myself included, would not have known if it wasn't for TikTok. All the shit that you see on Twitter, a lot of that shit was on TikTok first.
Bro, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like, and then I went back and looked at stuff that, like, I enjoyed and, like, looked at where it's from. Like, yo, this is from TikTok. That's from TikTok. What the fuck? That's from TikTok. He's an asshole for banning this shit. Like, he's a complete, they know what they're doing too, my ad.
So, first of all, I want to talk about this because this has been bothering me all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, the real reason, and I don't care, listen, I'm not really a political person. I don't really care if you're Republican. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't really care. I tell people all the time, my freshman roommate, he was Republican. I identify as a Democrat. I don't trust politicians, to keep it stacked with you, right? But my roommate was a Republican, I was a Democrat, and we had no issues. We was cool. He actually listens to the show. Shout out to my boy Eddie. So I don't care about politics in that sense, right?
Yeah, no, it's not even like
what I
people make that
what,
so much.
What I care about is the future of this country and the success of this country. This man does not, and I want to say this as clearly as possible, this man does not care about American citizens. He only cares about the top 1%. He does not care about the other 99%. He doesn't care if you black, white, Asian, Hispanic, Middle Eastern, male, female, gay, straight, transgender, cisgender. He does not care. He only cares about the rich and the wealthy, because at the end of the day, those are the ones that are going to support him, regardless of whatever happens.
His supporters don't make sense, because they'll be within the portions of people he don't fuck with. Just because you white, he don't fuck with you either. Like, bro, like, y'all really be on some shit. Like, he, like, really don't fuck with y'all.
And the real reason why he wants to ban TikTok is because of the fact
let him that know.
TikTok, out of, because when he was running in 2016, he was able to purchase data from Facebook and use that to his advantage. TikTok said, no, you cannot purchase data like that. We don't sell our user information like that. One. Two, the amount of people who have been shitting on him on TikTok hurts his little goddamn feelings. And that's the real reason why he wants to cancel TikTok. Because he tried to shit with Twitter. He tried to cancel Twitter and everyone was like, no. So he went after TikTok because TikTok is owned by a Chinese government. And he's like, oh, it's national security. No, it is not. No, it is not. If you actually done a iota of research, right? TikTok has went out of their way to ensure that their users' information is not being sold to anyone, and two, is not given to the Chinese government. Like, they literally moved their headquarters to, I don't remember the exact location, but someplace in America just for this reason, because they were trying to keep our information and our privacy safe. The only reason why he's using this rhetoric is because he knows that it will get a certain reaction out of his supporters. And that's it. TikTok is not a dangerous app.
It's not. And it spreads, bro. TikTok has been the best spreading of actual legitimate information in a brick. Like, bro, I would go to like social media, Twitter, TikTok sometimes. Or find a TikTok video before I would go to like a fucking news thing, because at this point it doesn't matter. Like, it really doesn't matter, because you can say like, oh, the TikTok video was biased and did it. So is your news. That same news that was written by a person, that person has biases regardless. They just got a personal bias, but they also have an agenda.
Mm-hmm. And certain news outlets, they either swing left or right. You know, they write the news and they cater the news to a certain group of people because they know these group of people are either left wing or right wing. So you're not getting the full information. You're not getting the full on, like, you're not getting like the full news. You're not getting the real news.
You're really not.
And that's why I enjoy TikTok. Another thing too, to keep it stacked with you, TikTok is fun. It's just a fun experience. I like seeing people grow. Like, I was talking to my girlfriend the other day, and there was this girl who I've been a follower of for quite some time. I think ever since I started on TikTok. Before I made that little video, when I first hopped on TikTok, she only had, like, maybe 100 followers. And then, like, 4 months later, she has 20,000 followers. Like, and that's why I keep telling people, like, for small influencers and for small creators like myself, it's so easy to get your name out there and to break through the noise because of the way how TikTok's algorithm works. It's one of the only social media platform that doesn't dedicate itself to bigger users. It helps small users. Like, the way how the algorithm is set up, it helps small creators like myself a lot. Like, a lot. There are so many people on TikTok who said, when I first started TikTok, I only had 10 subscribers on my YouTube channel. I've been doing YouTube for 6 months. I hopped on TikTok, and within the span of a year, now I have 10,000, 100,000, 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. And now I have X amount on TikTok. Like, TikTok has helped a lot of creators get their foot in the door. And yeah, I know y'all sick and tired of hearing KJ sound like a TikTok fanboy. You know, like, I don't trust the app. Like, what they did during the start of the Black Lives Matter movement in March was fucked up. And how they treat their black content creators is fucked up. But despite the fact that they do shadow ban a lot of people, they could still get their content out there. You know what I'm saying? And two, A lot of black people, a lot of gay and bi and trans black people now have a voice because of TikTok. So that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to hop off my TikTok soapbox. I know y'all sick and tired of hearing about it. But hey, listen. Shout out to the black alt TikTok, I got to say. Because that's another thing too. And that's one of the reasons why I like TikTok so much, is because you really feel like you're part of a community. Because as a black kid growing up in the suburbs, a lot of stuff that I experienced, I thought it was just me going through that shit. I really felt like only KJ had to deal with this crap. You know what I'm saying? And then because of TikTok and because the college I went to, I met other black kids who grew up in the suburbs or went to an all white school and realized, oh no, niggas was dealing with this shit too. It wasn't just me. And then TikTok also helped that. Like, I see so many skits, so many videos about, yeah, I used to be afraid to play Kendrick or J. Cole in public because I was afraid that my friends would judge me, and then all their friends are fucking white. You know, and I had that same issue. I had that same fear. Like, there were times where I would be chilling with my friends and I would skip a song because I was like, ooh, is that too black for them? Like, will they be able to handle this black ass song? That's crazy. As ridiculous as it sounds, it's common. Like, there's a lot of stuff that happens when you're a black kid and you grow up or you live in an all white neighborhood or you go to an all white school. And one of these episodes, I'm gonna talk more about it. But for the sake of time, we're gonna move on, and we're gonna talk about. Do I want to talk about this? No, all right, I'll talk about it. All right, so Nicki Minaj and her hairstylist Tay were beefing over the weekend because he blasted her on IG, calling her unloyal and all this other shit because she let another stylist style her hair for one of these music videos. I don't remember which one. Mm-hmm. And he got mad and they kind of went back and forth and everyone was like kind of being dumb. And then Nicki revealed that he canceled on her last minute. She had to do the video because, like, the video was within 48 hours and she signed a contract. Like, if she were to back out, she's losing money and that's going to fuck with her reputation. So she hit somebody up who was available. They was available. They did her hair and that was pretty much it. And
yeah, it's really not
ironic. Ironically, it's not like she was going to change hairstyles. It's just like, yo, you weren't available because you had to get your, I think he had to get his wisdom teeth pulled. Mm-hmm. You weren't available. This person was. I had to keep doing my goddamn job. I'm sorry. You missed out on this gig, but my future gigs are all yours. What's the problem? So they went back and forth, and now they're not following each other on IG, and he might have fumbled the bag on this one. This is one of those things where it's like, don't you think you should just have a private conversation with her about it? Like, why would you go to
why do people take Instagram so public?
Like, yeah. Like,
especially celebrities, like.
Like, bro, I understand, like, you and her are mad cool or whatever. Because his whole thing was that he gave up a lot of gigs because he's loyal to her, right? Which I'm like, mm-hmm. Yo, that's cool. That's understandable. But, like, if you cancel last minute for a gig, right? Regardless of what your situation is. Because he had to get, like, a wisdom teeth pulled. It was an emergency. He had to get an emergency wisdom teeth pulled in, right? Mm-hmm. She still has a job to do herself. Like, she can't mm-hmm. show up to this music video looking... Well, and I'm not going to say crazy because I doubt she looks crazy, but she has to, you know, look the part. She had to look like mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj. Like, mm-hmm. Nicki, I make hella money, Minaj, okay? Mm-hmm. You wasn't available. She hit up this other nigga. He did her hair. It is what it is. You hit her up saying, like, yo, I don't really like the fact that you hit up Jonathan. Because I think him and Jonathan have beef. I think that's what the real issue is. That
makes him, more sense.
Yeah, him and his other stylist, they don't like each other. But, like, bro, come on. You know, like, I know for a fact, like, we're podcasters, right? Mm-hmm. If we had a high list guest on our show and we cancel on them and they hop on another competitor podcast show, I'm not going to be mad at them. I'm going to be mad at the situation. We canceled on them. We can't be mad at them.
Yeah, like.
Like, if we hit up Kendrick and we cancel him last minute and he hops and he goes on The Breakfast Club, I can't be mad at The Breakfast Club for having Kendrick on their show.
Now, listen, my arm would fall off and I'm still would not cancel that show.
Like, I wouldn't either, bro. I wouldn't either. I would come up to this mic and be like, so Mr. Lamar, let me hop on a freestyle with you. Let me just be a hype man, dog. Let me just be a hype man. That's all I want, bro. Let me just be like, all my life. Bro, please. And also, what about that Black Friday album that you promised me? When's that coming out?
We get him on the show and ask him that one. Watch him walk. Imagine he walked off.
He's like, I told y'all when y'all first emailed about this shit, I'm not answering that goddamn question. I'm out of here. But no, Kendrick, K-Dot, come back. Kung Fu Kenny, don't leave. Please don't leave.
Please. You're killing the vibe, man.
Bitch, don't kill the vibe. Come back. Bitch, don't kill the vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Bro, that would be funny as fuck, actually.
Sheree should have killed your ass. Bring your ass back here. That's why your daddy was mad because you didn't buy him no god that you had his goddamn van and he wanted his goddamn domino. So bring your ass back.
That shit, bro. Oh, now we know bad shit. Over here doing his dumb shit. Get the fuck back on it.
Good
bro,
kid, that my ass. Come back here and talk about this goddamn album that you promised us.
Hey, yo.
But we got to talk about Tiffany Haddish and Common. They're officially an item.
Bro, you know what I said? I said that they're equally unlikable, so that it works. Like,
why do we like Tiffany Haddish?
I don't think she's funny. So,
oh my god, what? Yeah. How do you not find her funny? She's hilarious. Have you seen her stand up?
Yeah,
and you don't find her funny.
It's just she's one of those. She falls into that place of where it's like she's like Kevin Hart now to me. Like, you know how Kevin Hart is like, he might have one joke that bang, but all the other ones like,
All right, so y'all, this is the end of the Apollo Bros. This is our last episode. Thank you for listening to us. It's been 29 episodes strong.
And then Common is the same y'all. Way music wise for me. That's why I say like
they out here niggering. All right. Anyway, so this is the end of the show, y'all. I appreciate y'all. I'm gonna start a new podcast with a smart nigga. This is not this dumb nigga over here named Tempo. I appreciate y'all for the support and love. And that's it. See y'all later. Bye, y'all.
Listen, my views, it's just a personal opinion. They're talented in their own right.
All right, anyway, let's move on because you're pissing me off. Bobby Shmurda, his parole hearing is in 2 weeks, and his mama said we are very confident that it will go well. So he was trending all day. People were saying, oh, Bobby's coming home today. That is not true.
Yeah, bro. Where did hearing. Why did y'all get me so hyped up, bro? I seen that shit in the morning. I was like, yes, this nigga coming home, bro. What the
fuck? I think because people just saw that he was trending, so they just assumed that he was coming home. And then they just – and then because people assumed that he came home, all people were like, oh, he's coming home? Oh, my God. I'm so excited. And then that's kind of how it started. But, no, he has a parole hearing in 2 weeks. His mama feels like they have a strong stand-in that he's probably coming home. All y'all niggas need to relax. I want Bobby to be home too. You feel me? But relax. Wait. Stop spreading misinformation. All right? We y'all out here trumping. Stop trumping out here. All right.
If he get out on my birthday, that would be tough.
That would be tough. That would be pretty tough. Are you doing anything for your birthday, bro?
After the show. We'll talk about it off the show.
I'm just gonna beat my dick and drink some Henny. That's what that sign meant.
That's not what that was.
Just gonna be me, my right hand, and this bottle of Henny.
Nope, it's not what that was.
And then last but not least, this actually goes into my rant. Lil Yachty made a TikTok where he showed off his little silk press.
Excuse me.
Funny.
Let's call it what it is. The banging. We're not
the banging.
Bro, that's the banging. Hey, constantly. Bro, that shit was
like, you messed up my joke though. I had a whole joke line and you messed it up. I was gonna say Lil Yachty got a silk press and niggas is pressed about it and you fucked it up. Don't laugh now, it's too late.
My fault. It was still a good line though.
So yeah, so Lil Yachty dropped a video with him, you know, showing off his bangs, as Tempo said. And yo, I saw the video. I saw it on Twitter. I saw it on Instagram. And I saw it on TikTok. And I said, "This is hilarious. This is one reason why I messed with Lil Yachty."
Bro, that shit spread ridiculously fast.
Because it was so funny. It was so funny. I don't understand how you could take that as anything else but just pure comedy. But yo, so many niggas was trying to call this man gay for it. I'm like, bro,
wow, y'all
get over
have any,
yourself.
Like, bro, y'all just, what do y'all do? Like, what's at this point? What's not gay? Like, at this,
I can't eat a hot dog, bro, no more because that's gay.
Bro, once we got to the point where like apparently wiping your ass is gay. We got to that point before then, but this was like a turning point in like. of all turning points to where y'all niggas is just stupid. Like, y'all niggas stuck on stupid and just, like, will ride stupid out into eternity. Because, like,
for me, what it was this goddamn glizzies. Like, now I can't eat a goddamn hot dog without being worried that someone's going to come out with their phone and be like, yo, my boy.
Look at this glizzy boy, goblin over here.
Are you eating a glizzy? Are you a glizzy goblin grandmaster? Look at my boy eating the glizzy. We're going to call you KJ Glizzy Majority.
They say, how many glizzies can you gobble in a minute, brother?
Like, damn, bro. Listen. We had a rule. It was in bro code that if you had a cookout and you eating a hot dog, you don't have to say pause. You don't have to say nothing. It's just automatically cool because everyone knows hot dogs slap when it's off the grill. But now y'all want to do this glizzy nonsense.
How else would you eat that shit? Like exactly. Y'all supposed to eat that shit sideways? You would look dumber doing that shit than just eating it.
I'm not ripping up hot dog to eat it. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to gobble the glizzy. And if one of y'all say anything, I'm going to punch y'all in the face. Y'all get a right hook. All right? Y'all get a right hook. I ain't going to say pause neither. You heard me. You heard what I said. All right? If I'm at a cookout and it's a hot dog there, guess what I'm going to do? Put some ketchup on it and eat it. And if one of y'all say, look at KJ, he out here being a good guy, I swear to God, that I will hit y'all with the two-piece with the swiftness, all right? Y'all gonna think that I was trained by Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather, and Muhammad Ali. That's how quick I'll hit you with these goddamn fists. And what you ain't gonna do, what you ain't finna do, is stopping me from enjoying a cookout hot dog, all right? It only happens once a year during the summertime. I'm going to enjoy my hot dog.
Bro, that's funny as fuck.
I'm immune to this glizzy nonsense, all right? Y'all take that young shit out somewhere else, all right?
That's hilarious.
Shit.
Getting back to the little Yachty situation.
I forgot what the fuck I was talking about. I just got so mad at this goddamn glizzy nonsense.
First of all, yeah, did you see Yachty's like response video? He was like, bro, I did not mean for that shit to go viral like it did. He said that shit was embarrassing. And the noise he made at the end of the video was fucking hilarious. Bro, I gotta meet, bro. That's one person I would love to meet is Yachty, bro.
I feel like Yachty's just so cool. I feel like he's just like a chill nigga.
As hell. Like, he gave a funny vibe off.
Yeah, definitely.
But y'all gotta chill with like marking everything as gay. Like, First of all, it's not.
Reels.
Second of all, that's pretty negative towards if you're actually gay in the first place. And then it's disrespectful, actually. And then,
it's just a lot of you niggas is on the DL. That's the thing that be blowing my mind. Because a lot of you niggas, the people that
say that, to be honest. Like,
it be the first ones who be throwing it back on a nigga. Like, bro, relax. Shut up. And mind your business. Just mind your business.
Bro.
Just because you bend over and can grab your ankles for some dude in the closet, don't mean you gotta spread your hate everywhere, all right? It's 2020. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Shut your ass up. Let Lil Yachty have his fun and mind your own business.
Bro, that video was funny as hell. I don't care what nobody say.
It was just funny. Like
that shit was hilarious.
The crazy part to me, too, was that, like, I saw the video, and I did not think of, oh, that shit gay. Or I didn't even question his sexuality. I just thought...
Yeah, no, bro, it's just...
He's bored, and he did some I'm bored shit.
Bro, it's Lil Yachty. So I literally opened the video up with, the most open-minded thing I could have, because he bound to do anything. Like...
Yeah, exactly.
Like, y'all gotta start living with more open minds. Y'all be so closed-minded, and then wonder why y'all so miserable.
As fuck. But that's the end of our What's Poppin' segment. We're going to hop into our rant because I have something I need to get off my chest real quick because I'm super annoyed. I got to talk about our boy Trump. So he was in an interview and the interviewer had asked him about John Lewis, right?
Oh,
this is the man who just, this is the civil rights activist who just passed, you know, especially with everything that's going on. It's super crucial. And the interviewer had asked Trump about John Lewis and if he thought that his, if he had like a legacy or something like that, right? And Trump is out like, is saying like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if he's a great person. I barely knew him. He didn't go to my inauguration. Oh, and that's fine. That's fine. You know, but I just don't know him. I don't know him. And then the interviewer had asked him like, oh, do you think that John Lewis had an impact on Black Americans' lives today? And Trump said, I hate Black people, Trump. I have done the most for Black people in the history of America. This man is comparing himself to not only John Lewis, but Malcolm X.
Bro, he said everybody.
Rosa Parks.
Like.
Dr. Martin Luther King. Okay? Harriet Tubman.
The Black Panthers. Like, bro, he went He said everybody. How?
This is the same man that when there was, when people showed up with pitchforks and torches to a peaceful protest and there were neo-Nazis trying to kill Black people. This is the same man who said that there are good people on both sides. And he's done the most for Black people? I have never been so annoyed and so disgusted with a human being in my life. I thought what Terry Crews said a couple weeks ago was on some ridiculous shit. Oh, no. Mr. Trump went out of his way to make sure he won that competition. Because I don't even understand how you, as a person who hates Black people, have the audacity to say, I've done the most for Black people. That's like my Black ass saying, I've done the most for Trump supporters. I have not. I haven't. I haven't done a goddamn thing for y'all.
You say, fuck y'all and y'all chicken strips.
Y'all don't even deserve chicken strips. Y'all really don't. Don't eat no goddamn chicken strips. That ain't for y'all. Y'all get salt. And potatoes, not French fries, just salt and potatoes.
That no bev too. That should
no bev
on it, all of that.
And then before I end my rant, to all of you fools who are still making all of these goddamn jokes about Megan Thee Stallion getting shot, I'ma smack the dog shit out your body.
KJ, can I add something? Like a quick note.
Go ahead.
There's something I would like to address as well.
You in.
Bro, like the people who are like, oh, Tory may have a side to this story. My nigga, there is no side that's like, oh, it went from A to Z.
Megan.
Bro, he shot somebody. Like, regardless, at the end of the day, no matter what comes out of this man's mouth, like about this story, he still shot somebody. You still a grown-ass man shooting people. Like,
just because he 5'3", don't mean he a kid.
No, bro. If I go outside, I'm 5'6", 5'7", on a good day. If I go outside and shoot somebody, y'all still going to be mad that I still shot the person regardless of my height, right? I shoot KJ damn near 6 feet.
Wait, stop. Come back. How the hell are you going to say 5'7 on a good day? I'm going to start saying that. I'm 5'11, but I'm 6 foot on a good day. When the sun is out, I'm 6 feet. You feel me?
Bro, you ever had those good days where you just feel like an inch taller and like them shits be slapping, bro?
Yo, could you imagine a dude whips out his dick to a girl? He's like, hey, listen. I'm 5 inches, but I'm 6 inches on a good day. Today's just not a good day. Today's just not a good day. So you're getting 5 inches.
No. But y'all need to chill with that. Like, dude, stop, like, trying to, like, bro, not every situation, like,
needs
has
a joke.
It needs a joke or has, like, a credible defense. Like
no matter, listen. No, I'm a big Tory Lanez fan. I'm a big Tory Lanez fan for I love his music, right? But no matter what he says, there's no justification for him shooting her. Like, do y'all realize he could have killed Megan? Like, I want y'all to think about that. Like, he could have shot and killed Megan.
Honestly, I think we're desensitized. Therefore, like, we forget that guns like are like life-taking weapons.
The part that gets me so tight, the part that is really pissing me off is the same people who were attacking J. Cole for what he said on Snow in the Bluff are the same people on my timeline who are retweeting and making all these Megan jokes. Make it make sense. Literally a month ago, you were saying how J. Cole is misogynistic and all this other stuff because he attacked a black woman. A black woman is physically harmed by someone, and you out here making jokes.
Or trying to be like, oh, Tory might have a son. Let's wait for the other side to come. No, bro. He still shot somebody. It's not like he was getting robbed and stuff. There was no self-defense involved.
Yeah. So I had to unfollow quite a few people because I was just so annoyed. Because I'm like, how? What's the justification of you retweeting this? Because she already, first of all, she tweeted not once, not twice, but three times about how she doesn't find this shit funny and how she's traumatized. Then she hopped on IG Live and shared how she feels. She shared about her dead mother and her dead father and how that has impacted her view on everything. And y'all still are making jokes. Like, what's this girl's name? What's her name? Jess Hilarious or Hilarious Jess?
Don't fuck with her, yo. Oh, God.
First of all, she ain't funny. And she had the audacity. She had the audacity to make a like little mock crime show about the situation with Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion. Why would you do that after Megan just hopped on IG and pretty much said, yo, I'm pretty traumatized. I'm pretty messed up in the head. I'm not really good, but I'm trying to be good. And you out here making jokes for clout? Yo, you're a black woman. You're another black woman. A black woman was shot. Yes, she was shot in the foot. Yes, she survived the shot. But she was still shot by someone who she cared for and someone she trusted. And you out here making jokes for some likes and some views? Because you know you're not funny enough to make actually good content? I'm on your ass now. Because first of all, you're built funny. You ain't cute. And that and the video that you posted wasn't even funny. So what was the point?
Dusty.
What was the reason? You could have stayed wherever the hell you was at and just made another non-funny video but had nothing to do with Megan and could have moved on with your life. But now I gotta come for you because now you want to be stupid. And you look stupid. Oh, goofy-ass motherfucker. Oh, ooh, all right, I'm done. We gotta go do. Let's hop into the bro talk because we run out of time.
So the bro talk question for today is: why do black families greet you with an insult?
I had that shit today, bro. That happened to me today. Let me tell you something. So Tempo and I, we live in Jersey, and we just got hit with a tropical storm, and places in my neighborhood and my town don't have power.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, who lives in my town, he doesn't have power. So he came over because, you know, he has to charge his phone, all the good stuff. And I open the door, and the first thing this man says is, yo, what's good with your hair? Why your hair look like that? My nigga, hi.
Bro, yo, it'll come before hello, too. Like, damn, you looking kind of...
How's your day?
Like, bro, like, what? Is like, that a normal?
Like, in my defense, I just woke up. I'm in my house. I ain't going nowhere. The only person who's seeing me, besides the people who live in my house, is Tempo. Tempo don't care. So, what's the problem? What's your issue, bro? I don't know, dog. Listen. I don't know why that's, like, the normal thing. Or my favorite is, you gained weight.
Yo.
Oh. Oh, really? I didn't know. How is it three baby daddies, though?
Bro, that should be... Bro, it's really... Bro, I've gotten hit, like, for the majority of my life, I've struggled with, like, weight. So I've, like, put on weight, lost weight. KJ knows this because he's literally seen me do it. So I put on weight, lost weight, put on weight again. And mind you, like, my family does not hold back. Like, not so much like immediate family, but more so like when there's a gathering. It's always at a gathering of some sort. And, you know, you haven't seen the person in a little bit. So you change throughout. Not seeing somebody, be like, oh, that shirt a little tight. What size is that shirt? Or it'd be wintertime. I'm like, oh, that's Jackie. Jackie got fluffer. That's you. Like, that's you. Like, you were the Jackie.
And it'd be those that be the main ones who's, like, got mad drama in their life. And you could really rip them to shreds, but you're like, you know what? I was raised better, so let me mind my business.
Yo, that shit blows my shit. But like, to take this in a serious matter, why are y'all so psychologically draining? Like that's psychologically draining. Like to walk into a place and be like, damn, you fat, bro. Like, come on, son. Like nobody wants to hear like, that. First not of a all,
hello, how are you? How is everything okay? Because that's the thing too, like. Tempo knows this. When I first got to college, I wasn't skinny, but I was pretty slim. And then after my first year, I had put on like I think 15 to 20 pounds, right? But I still look pretty good. Mm-hmm. I came home with straight A's. My family cared more about the 20 pounds I put on than the straight A's I came home with. I came home from college, let me remind you, with straight A's. A nigga had a 4.0. And like, yo, I used to get hella jokes, like hella jokes. So then the sophomore year when I was like super stressed and I had a lot of stuff going on both in my like school life and personal life and family life, I like put on another 10 pounds. And, you know, I had a very negative relationship with like food and working out because I would go to the gym. I used to love going to the gym. I used to love working out. I still love working out, but between sophomore year of college till probably my senior year of college, every time I would go to the gym, everything that my family would say to me about my weight would just replay in my head. And it made me not want to work out. Yeah,
it makes you not, want to do anything about it. And
yeah, because like all them jokes and stuff, it actually has the opposite effect. Like you want me to lose weight? Just shut your ass up. Just like, I know, first of all, I had came home from college. I realized that I had gained weight, but I was like, you know what? I'll work out all summer. I'll lose the shit. I'll be fine, right? I got jokes after jokes after jokes after jokes, insult Bro. After insult after insult after insult. I was just like, well, I kind of don't want to do that now.
Bro, the story of my life.
Bro, and then the thing too is like, and if I got it bad as a man, imagine if I was a woman. Oh my God. And like you know no one's going to want to date you if you're fat, right?
Bro, I got that as a man. So imagine like I can't even fathom as a woman like.
Like I really feel for women because I know quite a few of my friends who are black women when they came back from college and they gained like let's say 5 pounds and everyone was like, oh, you got a little fat, and it's like, bro, how can you tell the difference? It was just 5 pounds.
Yo, like first of all, why are y'all tracking me so damn much? Like
how for real.
How the hell do you know that? Like, you took a profile? Like, oh, you were like this last time. Oh, his stomach stick out like 2 inches more. Oh, wait. Like, y'all really be on this shit. Like,
I remember one time I went to church, bro. And this lady who is very, bro, church was the worst for me. That's why I stopped wanting to go to church. But this lady who, not only is she bigger than me, but all of her kids are like super heavy. Like, you know, I'm not trying to fat shame or anything like that. That's not what I'm about. But I'm just trying to give
the story.
A background. It's for the story. I'm trying to give a background to the story. Mm-hmm. So at my heaviest, her kids and herself were still a lot bigger than I was, right? This lady had the audacity to ask me, did I eat everything at school? And in my head, I'm like, sis, I'm still smaller than your smallest child. Like, leave me the hell alone.
Bro, I remember I was at a function. Mind you, this wasn't even for my family. Like, this is somebody else's family. And mm-hmm. I get up for my first plate. No, this is like plate and a half. Because you know how you eat a one plate, but you're a little bit hungry and you want to just add a little bit more to your plate. And then
yeah, especially if like you're not at like a family function. So you don't really get like a normal size plate that you would.
Which I do a lot. And if I'm not at a family function, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. But I'm going up to go get this half a plate. 0.5 of a plate, and she the lady, like, bro, I'm walking towards like the buffet table because you know it's always a buffet setup. Walking towards the table, she grabs my arm and it's like, you save some for the rest of us. And I'm like, I look at her, bro, I sat right back down. I'm like, you're joking, right? Like you can't be at it. And if, mind you, this event had like over 100 people. So how she saw me go up and like, like, and just pick me and
be she
like,
she was out here policing the food, dog, bro, please, with 100 people. No more.
Don't do it. I made those collard greens last week. Like, yo, dude, like, she was really on my ass. And I just didn't understand. Like, I just had to sit back down. But that's outside of family. Mind you, that's happened within my family as well. So, like, it's a bad thing. Y'all got to stop doing this. Y'all got to stop. Like, y'all really got to stop, like, using insults to, like, try to, like, somewhat twistedly motivate.
Start a conversation. Like, that's the end of the conversation. You just insulted me. I'm not talking to you for the rest of the day.
Yeah, not for real. What I'm supposed to be like, yo, you're fat. Yeah, damn, you're right. I should do something. Like, no, it doesn't work like that. Like, that's not motivating. It's just pointing out something, one, somebody probably already knows and thinks mm-hmm. about a lot. And two, it ain't doing shit. First, it don't got nothing to do with you. Me being fat or whoever you're talking about, if whatever issue you have with them has nothing to do with you. It's a personal issue. So guess what? It's a personal problem. Therefore, you should leave it a personal problem. Because when you interject, now it's an out there problem.
How about you pay attention to the three baby daddies who ain't claiming your 4 or 5 kids?
And it always, like you said, it's always the people that don't be having their shit together projecting these feelings about they usually what they have about themselves and then just projecting it outwardly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I just, for me, it's gotten to the point where, like, there are certain functions, whether it's, like, family functions or church functions that I really have to be, like, all right, do I have the mental capacity to deal with this shit today? Because I know they gonna say something about something, you know? Like, I remember
the church functions be funny as hell, though, because, like, you walk in there and it's like, you go up to whatever, whatever. You'll see one cool person that you really like, but it'll always be the person that you don't like that will find you. Like, mm-hmm. like they will find you. Not even, like, accidentally. They like, you could be sitting somewhere just chilling the whole time, they will walk up to you.
And I go to a Jamaican church, and Jamaicans are a strong believer of respect your elders. Like, regardless of the fact that I'm disrespectful as hell to you, I'm older than you, so you gotta respect me.
Yo.
And this is unrelated to the original question, but there was a time in high school, and my church has a mentorship program where, you know, adults in the church will sign up to be a mentor for kids, right? And my mom signed me up. I really didn't want to do it, but my mom signed me up, and my mentor is actually pretty cool. He and I, we still talk to this day. And they were doing a fashion show to raise money for the scholarship for the mentor, for the mentees, right? For those of you who don't know, my church is in Brooklyn. I live in Jersey. So that's mm-hmm. that's a troop. And the fashion show was on a Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. I had no plans to go to this fashion show because, one, back then, I was very insecure about, like, my appearance. So I was like, I don't want to go to a fashion show. Like, I don't want to be part of the fashion show because I feel like I'm too ugly to be in the fashion show. Which now I know ain't true because I'm goddamn gorgeous, okay? and two, I didn't feel like having to spend my whole day in Brooklyn because if I was to go to the fashion show, I would have to go with my mom to work because my mom works on Saturdays. And I would have to be in Brooklyn from 8 o'clock in the morning until, let's say, 10, 11 o'clock at night. And then have to travel an hour back home. I don't want to do that. So I had no plans on going to this fashion show. The week of the fashion show, this lady, let's call her Sister Gray, right? Sister Gray comes up to me and she says, hey, you're doing the fashion show this. You're hosting the fashion show this. Yeah, you're going to be the MC for the fashion show this Friday. First of all, how the hell you don't tell me I'm going to be the MC? Like, you're not going to ask me. Not going to be like, hey, you know, I know it's last minute. Can you do me a favor? No. He's like, hey, you're doing this thing. Make sure you're there at 7 o'clock.
That's almost as bad as when you get your time volunteered for. Like, bro, it's the same energy.
So, and another thing, too, was the day the fashion show was happening was the same day as my best friend Kiana's birthday party. And I've been talking about this birthday party all month because we were going to the Madame Jussieu's Wax Museum.
Oh,
in Times Square. We're gonna go there in a limo. Like, it's supposed to be a lot of fun.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So I was mad excited. I've been talking to my mom about this for all month. I was like, yo, I'm going to this thing. I'm reminding you. Cause mom had this weird policy that if I were to just up and go somewhere and not tell her 2 weeks in advance, I couldn't go. Bro, I don't know why.
Not gonna.
That was the policy. But so I've been telling my mom about it all month because my mom also has a terrible ass memory. So I would tell her all month. So when Sister Gray came up to me and asked me about the fashion show, I was like, yeah, I can't go because I already have prior arrangements. And two, you asked me the Sunday before the goddamn talent show. Not 2 weeks before, not a month before. Literally, this is Sunday the 1st. It happens on the 7th. Like, what the hell?
And she gave you a single digit amount of days to deal with this.
Yo, for that's real. So ass. And to be the MC, not even to like be a part of the fashion show, to MC it. Like
the damn near the most important job. He's like, yup, you're just gonna hand it off.
So I said, like, you know, I had prior arrangements. I don't know if you know this, I don't know if you're aware, but I live in New Jersey. So, you know, it's kind of a commute. She's like, oh, well, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I promised my friend I would go to her party. Oh, well, just cancel. Just don't go. Excuse me? How you gonna tell me to just... First of all, I want to go to the party. I had no intention to go to this damn fashion show. So she was like, oh, I tried to explain to her, like, you know, I don't want to go because if I were to go, I have to go with my mom to her job and I don't have to be in Brooklyn all day for a 2-hour fashion show. It just doesn't make any sense.
Why wasn't no a suitable answer? That's what I want.
It's because I was, what was I, 15? I was either 15 or 14. And like I said, Jamaicans have this really outdated policy. They're like, oh, I'm older than you. You automatically have to respect me and listen to what I say. So I explained to her, like, you know, I don't want to go because if I were to go, I have to go with my mom. And then I would have to be in Brooklyn all day. And I really don't want to do that for a 2-hour function. So she was like, oh, well, just hop on the train and bus. You're a big boy. You can hop on the train or bus into Brooklyn by yourself. You should be fine. And, like, you know, she wasn't wrong. I could, because I've gone to, you know, I've gone to Germany by myself. I've done a lot of things by myself. But there's still the part that I don't want to go.
or I don't want to do this. Like, nobody said I wanted to host. I never said
that. So then, like, after I told her, like, I'm pretty much like, yeah, I'm not doing it. So she went to my mom, right?
Oh, and, God, no.
And this is... And when she went to my mom, I was like, oh, great. Now my mom's going to tell me that I have to go. So my mom came to me. She was like, oh, why aren't you doing the fashion show? And I said, Mom, I've been telling you about the birthday party all month. I know I've been annoying you. And Sister Gray literally just told me 5 minutes ago that I'm doing this. She didn't even ask me. She told me I was doing this. And one of the things that irritates my mom the most is someone raising her child. Like, you is not his mother. Why are you trying to raise him? Right. So as soon as I told her that she told me I was doing it, not that she asked, but that she told me I was doing it, one, and two, that she told me today and the fashion show is set today. My mom turned to her and she was like, yeah, my son is not doing that. You've been planning this fashion show for the past 3 months. You had all this time to ask him if he could be the MC. He has other plans. Leave him alone. And then she had the audacity to be like, oh, but he's part of the mentorship program. We've done so much for him. This is the least he could do. I was like, first of all, he is a child. One. Two, you ask him last minute to do something. You know, first of all, you don't even ask him. You tell him last minute that he has to do this. And he wants to go hang out with his friends in Jersey. There are more than enough kids here who live in Brooklyn who can MC this event. Leave my child alone. And I sat behind my mama like, yeah, take and tell her mama. Yeah. And I was hyping my mama up like, yeah, ma, yeah. She told me. She told me last minute to make things worse.
You know what time it is? It's this time. She told me at that time, really. Told me at 12:59, bro. It's not even 1 o'clock, bro. I would have gassed the shit out of that.
And then to make things worse, too, my mom was hot because the lady was like, give my mom an attitude.
Yeah.
So in the car, I keep hyping my mom up, like, yo, how dare she talk to you that way? First of all, you're the senior in the situation. All right. You're older than her. She needs to respect you. I was guessing my mom was
and nothing up. Makes you more invincible than your mother being on your side. Like that shit really.
You feel like you just went Super Saiyan because your mama is right behind. Oh man, but yo, to make the story worse, you would think that this lady learned her lesson. Do you know? For the next 3 years, she would constantly tell me I'm emceeing this event, and she would tell me the Sunday of the event. And it would be the same time as Kiana's birthday party. So I would always be like, no, no, and no. And honestly, to keep it a stack with you, if it wasn't for the fact that, like, she came at me crazy and mad rude, I probably would have, the second year, have done it. Mm-hmm. But because you came at me crazy, one. Two, you had the audacity to ask me last minute again. No, not even ask me. To tell me last minute again. I'm not doing it. So then my senior year, she came up to me and she was like, oh, I know you're probably going to say no, but do you want to MC the fashion show? And I was on my phone. I smooth looked up and said, nah, I'm good. And went back to my phone. And I could feel her staring into my soul. And when I tell you, I did not care. Listen. And she knew she couldn't say nothing to me because she knew she went to my mom. My mom was going to be like, he told you no, right?
Oh my gosh.
And then ever since then, Sister Gray does not like me, bro. Every time she sees me at church, she give me the side eye. She was actually, when I came back from college, she was one of the first ones who brought up my weight. She made sure she brought that up. So she was, man, I'm telling you, she was salty about that fashion show, bro.
Bro, I'm just picturing everything on my head, and that last delivery was funny as hell.
Man, listen, you ain't about to irritate my spirit. First of all, we in the house of God. Out here getting me hot and tight.
Oh my gosh, bro. You know, that shit was funny as hell.
Oh my God. I'm surprised I didn't tell you that story before, man. That story, I think, is one of the funniest stories that's happened to me in my life, because that shit was ridiculous.
That shit is hilarious. If you ever need another story time, tell that shit. That was funny.
No, man, nah. It was, and the crazy part too is, there have been many times that people have asked me to, you know, do some kind of public speaking thing in my church. Like this isn't the first time I've done public speaking for my church. Mm-hmm. But like I just, like I said before, I started the story, I was very self-conscious about my appearance. One, and two, I didn't really want to do the fashion show because I didn't want to have to spend all this time in Brooklyn, and then I go to the event and feel mad awkward because, like I just said, I was self-conscious about my appearance. Mm-hmm. This is a show about appearances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, no, that makes complete sense.
So I really didn't want to go, and then like just the way how she went about it, like her energy about the whole situation was just ridiculous. And the crazy part too was, Sister Gray and I did not have a relationship before this. Like we knew of each other because I grew up in that church, obviously, mm-hmm. and she's always been there. Mm-hmm. But we never, I think that was like probably the first time she and I ever had like a real conversation. So it's bad enough that I barely know you, but you have the audacity to tell me I'm doing this? Like, people who I like see as like my church mom, like people, like there's a lot of women from that church who I like view as like a motherly figure. Mm-hmm. If they were to come to me like, hey, you know, I need you to do X, Y, and Z, I would have done it. You know what I'm saying? Because they've done so much for me. But because I don't really know you, two, you came at me real, real reckless. And three, you tried to get my mama on me? Nah, son. F you and that fashion show.
Hey, yo, why wait like 6 days until 5 days until that shit was due to find a host? Like, you've been planning for 3 months. Wouldn't that be like one of the first, like, first three objectives of the show?
First of all, she don't even tell me who's wearing what. Like, I don't know nothing about this fashion show besides the fact that it's happening. Like, that's the only thing I know about this damn fashion show.
She was gonna have you get up there and tell jokes.
like what? Like, I don't know who decided to be the MC of the fashion show. All I can tell you is it wasn't my black ass.
That's hilarious.
Nah, man. Long story short, I don't know if there's any adults who listen to this show, but if there are any adults who listen to this show, respect your younger family members and younger people in your community, just because, like, yes, you are older, but those are still human beings. Give them some respect. Mm-hmm. Don't be an a-hole.
And just because you notice something doesn't mean you got to point it out all the time.
Just mind your business. Just mind
pretty much.
I'm so tired of saying that on this goddamn show, but just mind your goddamn business. All right, so we're going to move into our Apollo playlist, and this is pretty much where we, you know, highlight two songs that we've been listening to for the past week. We're not sponsored by Spotify, obviously. It's just part of our show. So my two songs this week is Rain by SWV.
Yes, put in one of my favorite songs on the playlist. Yeah.
I've always loved this song, but it recently resurfaced because I heard it again on a TikTok video. Mm. I know, I'm talking about TikTok, relax. I heard it on a TikTok video, and I was like, oh my God, I love this song. I started listening to it again, and yeah, I really love this song. And my other song is Borderline by Brandy. It's actually her new song. I like it a lot. Like, I it's a nice, beautiful song. I think you would enjoy it.
All right, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah. All right, bro. Chacho, what are your two songs?
All right, so I got Mention by Grand Kai. He dropped a snippet of this a break ago. And I had actually, like, forgot about the snippet because I had, like, retweeted and liked the snippet. And I was like, oh, damn, I can't wait till he dropped this shit. And then,
I got to ask you a question, though. Does this guy say cheesy jokes like Grand Kai from Dragon Ball Z?
I have no idea. I don't really know the guy personally. Oh. He's like an up-and-coming artist. And yeah, no, his style is, I think you would like him because his style is unique. Mm-hmm. And I think he's versatile too. Like, I feel like he's versatile. But this specific song Mention, I just like the flow of this song. I like the beat, like the way he chose, the flow he chose for the beat. It goes with the beat very well.
Mm-hmm.
And where he switched up his flows, it wasn't bad switches either. They stayed with it. It was pretty... It was a good song overall.
Good.
My second song is Martin and Gina by Polo G. And I really like this song because it's not a love story, but it's like talking about love in a way like where shit ain't perfect, but
like realistic.
Yeah, it's realistic. And that's one thing I do like about this song. And it's Polo G. I'm starting to like Polo G a lot.
Yo, same, bro.
So those two things combined, like this whole album, actually, I fuck with this shit a lot. But Martin and Gina is definitely a song to check out.
All right. And with that being said, y'all, that's about the end of our show. Tempo, do you have any announcements?
I'm trying to figure out what I'm about to do. I have a lot of beats. Now I'm just kind of... I guess I'm in the organization stage and see what the hell I want to do with them stage. So it's a work in progress, as usual.
Yeah. All right. Well, you already know your favorite fan is your biggest fan is eagerly waiting for new stuff. So
I might drop another B-tape. Who knows?
All right. That'd be pretty dope. I recorded a video last week. I don't really like it. So I'm going to do it over. Being a perfectionist and a creative is not good.
No, it's awful. It's terrible. It's the most get shit done attitude that you could possibly give someone.
It's good because, like, you always, at least you attempt to always drop good quality content, but it's also terrible. It's also terrible because, like, you nitpick so much. Like, the video could be funny. It probably is funny. I just don't like it. So I'm doing it over. So I'm trying to stay consistent, y'all. I am going to drop a video soon. I just didn't like the video that I made. So I'm making another one. I was going to film today, but because we had a power outage, I couldn't use my ring light because I had no power. So I'm going to do it tomorrow.
But as your number one fan as far as your videos, bro, keep it up. I love your content. I always do. So
thanks, bro. When Corona's over, I'm gonna have you on a video, bro.
But
I already have an idea and everything.
I'm excited. Yeah, no, I was gonna pitch another idea, but we can do that off the show. Yeah, no, guys, like always, follow us, subscribe, whatever platform you're using, and whatever the source may say. Follow KJ at KJ Majority on pretty much all platforms. Same thing. And then for me, it's Tempo T, the number 3, M_PO on all platforms. Follow us, like, subscribe. And if you're listening, retweet.
Oh, yes, please. So please.
Tell your friends.
Follow us on Twitter and retweet. Like, I know it seems like so minuscule, but retweeting those little clips that we drop every week really does help. Also, if you follow us on Instagram and you add our video to your story or you share it to your friends, that helps us out a lot as well, because Tempo and I, we love doing this show. Like, this show helps us with so much stuff. It helps us get stuff off our chest. It's a highlight for our week, and we want to grow. We want to eventually make this show into a full-time thing, and we can only do that with your support. So if you can just share and let your friends know, that would mean the absolute most to both Tempo and I. And and shout out to all of our fans, man. We really appreciate it. We appreciate that you take the time to listen to us every week. You know, we try and make everything as, what's the word I'm looking for, entertaining as possible every week. We go out of our way to think of new ideas to, you know, keep it fresh. And we really appreciate all the support that we've gotten from, you know, our friends and just from people who've listened to the show for the past, 7 months now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, and plus, and you're good. And plus, you know, we have big plans for the future. We have really big plans. So, you know, we're not asking for you to send us no money now. We're just asking for you to retweet and to, you know, just spread the love a little bit. So that's all I got to say. And with that being said, y'all, I will see y'all next week for episode 30. All right. Damn.